decathlon. Dancing with bugs, they said she really cut a rug. Someday, maybe they'll just run away. To get around, she traveled in a trolley car.
Dang Trippers wrapping up that set of music with their song Half His Age. Pulled that off of the Days Between Stations album. Wanted to play that for a very, 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 very specific reason. Well, A, it's a good song. B, it's one of those lost gem albums. But see, it'll segue very nicely into the fact that one of our sponsors, Attic Records, I was there today. And normally I walk into a record store, I'm not looking for anything. This time I kind of was, because I was kind of doing some research on the mock and trying to find some last-minute things to throw into the mock. But let's move away from that. And for whatever reason, They had one of those little cards that, you know, divide artists. And they had one that said Dang Trippers. I'm like, are you serious? I believe the Dang Trippers only had the one album. And it came out on Doggone Records, like, around 1990. The fact that it was even on CD, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So it is now in my collection, but wonderfully here at WRCT, we have the vinyl, the original vinyl, too, that came out. Doggone Records, if you are unaware of, was a little label in the late 80s into the early 90s, more late 80s, that Jefferson Holt, who was the manager of REM at the time, that was a little label he put together. Yeah, I know. All right, let me tell you the other songs. What other songs were in that set of music? I'm questioning a lot of this myself at this point. Before the Dang Trippers, the Rainy Day Saints gave us Nowhere Girl. Yeah, I had a cranky, I don't know if it was a cranky disc or a cranky CD player on that one. I'm going to let that CD player take a little nap right now. The good news is when you listen to my encore show and you hear that set of music, boom, none of that's going to be on it on Tuesday. It'll be nice and clean. Hey, before the Rainy Day Saints, the Neats from Boston with Red and Gray. The very first time the Mockster was at Gooski's. Local little watering hole that some of you might be familiar with. He was at a show at the Rosebud. I believe the band was the Mary Janes performing. And Phil Caruso, who used to be in the Neats, he was down there because he's from Pittsburgh and lives in Pittsburgh. And he was at the show. And he was telling me how Terry Hanley, the drummer of the Neats, had just died that day. So he and I and a bunch of our friends, we all went to Gooski's to have a toast to Terry. It was like 20 years ago now. Let's Active started off the entire set with a Room with a View from Afoot. I got got a mock to get into here because it is midnight here at 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm trying to get myself situated. We'll figure it all out. That's the fun of this being live. You know it's live. When we get to figure it out together, right? We're getting better. We're getting better. We're getting into it. We got plenty of songs. We got plenty of time. I have 8 songs for this mock. But yeah, now that it is just past the top of the hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh, we do have a mock to get into. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millville and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs. They're family owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. Feel free to visit Attic Records in Millville or just call them up at 412-821-8484. Switch our background music to get into the theme of the mock. If we can do that. There it is. Is that the song I wanted? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Why not? Even though it's not a Bengals song, it's a... Well, it is, but it was written by Prince. So you will not hear this song in the mock, I'm just going to tell you, because Prince wrote it. I decided I didn't want to put that in there. But what should I put? What should I say? Let me look. Oh, we're into the mock. So the Bengals, I know, I spaced out there a minute. Doing the Bengals, we have a Bengals mock. We have 8 songs lined up. I'm going to break it up to a couple sets of 4 so you can learn some of the songs that I was playing. What else should I tell you? Oh, and I'm doing the Bengals because, you know, all-female group, and we are in National Women's Month. I believe that's the title of it. So let's actually start off the mock with something from the band White Flag.
The one way to say it, take that. Egyptian. We'll be right back. so easy. We never tried to resist. Somehow you stopped believing. Somehow we've come to this. I remember eyes that shine as they look so hard back into mine. Now it's just a memory, so I'll set you free.
That is Loewen and Navarro doing a song that they actually helped pen for the Bengals, but they didn't release it first. The Bengals released it first, so I call that a cover. Their version of Set You Free. Yeah, that's the way. Oh, let me put some background music back on. Duh. Yeah, that's Bengals. Fading out into the song I probably wanted in my background music. Oh, let's see what I had. Okay, so Loewen and Navarro doing I'll Set You Free. And again, they wrote the song with, I think, Susanna Hoffs. Put it out in 93, and I believe the Bengals did it in 88. Lewis and Clark with their version of Walking Down the Street. So here's the catch on that one. Because, in fact, the album I'm holding in my hand says featuring the original version of the Bengals hit. But it's not true, because the Lewis and Clark version came out in 87 and the Bengals version came out in 85. So Bengals still get first release, and Susanna Hoffs has a writing credit on that. I played Joe Queer and the Nobodies doing their version of Walk Like an Egyptian. Start off the entire set with some White Flag with their version of the Bengals song Call On Me. You know, originally I had this in the mock, and then I pulled it out of the mock, and then I put it back in the mock, and then I pulled it out of the mock. So, and the reason is, I already played some White Flag, but White Flag has done a couple covers, and I just kind of felt it could help fill out the mock. And then I was like, you know what? What about that Prince song? Maybe I should throw Prince's original Manic Monday into it. And so, you know what? It was a toss-up. Which one do I keep? Which one do I get rid of? I decided to keep both of them. It's White Flag doing In a Different Light. It's a Bengals mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
always exposed when his crimes are brought to the light of day. Won't be feeling sorry, sorry, sorry on the judgment day. Wasn't it me who said there'll be a price to pay? And I won't feel sad at all when the hero takes a fall. When the hero takes a fall. Your mother told you stories. You substitute with girls who tell you more. Suddenly your cycle fans are chanting at your door. We're seeing through you now. I've seen it all before. And I won't feel sad at all when the hero takes a fall. When the hero takes a fall. Is a virtue for you, it is the one fatal flaw. Sitting on your throne, drinking, thinking she'll return your call. Every story's got an end. Look out, here it comes, and I won't feel sad at all when the hero takes a fall. When the hero takes a fall.
inside. Such a change, oh yeah. If I was insecure, was yesterday, but now I'm sure, so sure. This is the real world, and I believe our love is real. This is the real world, and I do want you for my girl. This is the real world, and I believe our love is real. The only thing I'm counting on The only thing I'm counting on The only thing I'm counting on.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Or is this burning an eternal flame? I believe that it's meant to be, darling. I watch you when you are sleeping.
Creepy.
That is really creepy. Do you feel the same? Or am I only dreaming? Or is this burning an eternal flame? Say my name. Sun shines through the rain. The whole life so lonely. And then you come and ease the pain. I don't wanna lose this feeling. Oh, say my name. Sun shines through the rain. The whole life so lonely. Then you come and ease. Darling, do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Or is this burning an eternal flame?
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand?
Now magazine came out the other day. The Nina Maggie's out on the stand. So yeah, read all about the bangs. Send it Channel 3 and the bangs. And I said to my friends, beware. There's a Nina Mag. There's a Nina Mag. Pop, trash, noise, music, Nancy Reagan.
Then I guess I just won't get paid.
are the days when you wish your bed was already made. It's just another manic Monday. Oh, oh, I wish it was Sunday. Oh, oh, that's my fun day. Oh, oh, I don't have to run day. It's just another manic Monday. Had to catch an early train.
Yeah, that's basically the man who wrote the song along with Apollonia. So it was more Apollonia than it was Prince himself. But trying to find my background. There it is. There it is. Wrapping up the mock. I know. I decided, you know what? I should throw that in there because he wrote it pretty much for the Bengals. So they were the first to do it. So that I will call a cover. That's why I put it in there. Apollonia and Prince doing Manic Monday. Before that, Hayseed Dixie with their version of Eternal Flame. Played some Rain Parade in there. Rain Parade doing Real World. Dream Syndicate doing a version of Hero Takes a Fall. And then one of two songs, as I mentioned. First set had a White Flag song in. Second set had a White Flag song in. Their version of In a Different Light. That wraps up set number two of my Bengals mock. If you ever have a suggestion for a mock or you're inspired by something, shoot me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. All right, let's find our way back into some sort of music. Let's see if I hit... Sophia, I can figure this out. I really can. So one song that did not actually make it into the mock. Because the Bengals, I do not think were the first to do it. Kimberly Rue wrote it while he was in the band Katrina in the Waves. And the Bengals did a great cover of it, but here's the original.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Looking out from my
everything is the better place. And standing up in the falling down, in so much rain I could almost drown.
From the Skylarking album, that is XTC here on the Viva La Mach radio program with their song, Grass. Before the XTC, what else was in that set of music? I don't even remember. That's why I write this stuff down. Let's see. Nope. I mean, nope. I'm telling you, nope, that I... Oh, Madness. Madness. I went back to Keep Moving. Both albums came out around 1985, I believe. The Sun and the Rain from Madness. Dream So Real from their Glory Line album gave us their version of Bad Fingers Day After Day, and I start off the entire set with some Katrina and the Waves. Going down to Liverpool, an original Katrina and the Waves song that the Bangles actually covered, which did not make the Bangles mock. That's how those things work. I don't know, we're trying to get towards the top of the hour. We're trying, we're limping along, we're trying to figure this stuff out. I do want to remind you that addiction is a disease, and like any other disease, its impact can be devastating. It can separate parents from children, it can disrupt relationships, it can destroy communities. And like any other disease, addiction is not a choice. POWER, which is the Pennsylvania Organization for Women in Early Recovery, treats the disease of addiction through a full continuum of services designed especially for women. You can call them at 412-243-7535 or go to power-recovery.com to learn more information. So, you know, as we're wrapping up the program, let's slow things down just a little bit. Go back to down to Asheville, North Carolina zone. Band of Horses.
I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. When I lived alone, is there a ghost in my house? I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. When I lived alone, is there a ghost in my house? When I lived alone, is there a ghost in my house? My
you see how people look down. I'm
truly, here's where the story ends of this program of the Viva La Mock radio show. Indeed. Indeed. Thank you so much for listening. Sunday's wrapping up that set of music from Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic with Here's Where the Story Ends. Their drummer actually just recently celebrated a birthday. So I wanted to throw that in there. A little soft spot for the Sundays. I know. Should get that looked at. Band of Horses also, Is There a Ghost, which I always think is a nice, serene little song, and it ends up being like, just got this whole power thing that kicks in. But I still love the song anyway. That wraps up the Viva La Mock radio program. Thank you so much for tuning in as we try to do this each and every Friday night. Don't forget, a much cleaner, hopefully much cleaner, smooth-flowing version of the Viva La Mock will be on my encore presentation of this very show on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Hey, you heard me play that Al Harlow about an hour and a half ago when I talked about his album's out now. You heard that, right? Right now, as you are listening, you got to keep your radio on because my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, is stepping in for an encore presentation of his show from last night where he did an exclusive interview with Al Harlow. And I didn't catch it, so I'm going to catch it tonight. Yeah, I'm going to hang out and just sit and listen to this. So that comes up within the next couple hours because his show is 2.5 hours long. Again, thank you for listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. Have yourself a safe week, a safe weekend. We'll do it all over again next week. Different songs.
Do you know me?
That's all.
Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. I'm a pure gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the house of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when BB got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Fortson Session, the defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Pittsburgh, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.